B-Pod Studios.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
So this is pretty cool. We have a lot of people that work behind the scenes here on the Manny Roy and the Rim Morning Show that make us look good, that do a lot of work to make the station appear the best it is.
We leave at around noon each day-ish, and people stay here until 5 working to make us look good.
Yeah, they really do. And we heard through the grapevine about one of our coworkers here who's doing amazing, amazing things. In fact, he just won an Impact Award because of the work he's doing within the community. And I thought it'd be really cool to have him on the show and talk about what he's doing. We want to welcome Mark.
Hi, Mark.
Good morning, guys. Good
Mark, morning. You are a... What's your job title? You do video stuff.
Yes, the videographer and photographer here at Beasley.
That's it.
Yes. Thank you guys for having me.
Yeah. We only work with them, I don't know, once a week.
We always... So if we ever film anything for the radio station, for the show, he's our guy. He comes out with us. He makes sure that we look good. And we found out that you have this movement called Save a Nut.
Yes. Yes.
And you have quite the personal tie to your organization. You want to share it?
Yeah. It's for the Testicular Cancer Foundation, and I was diagnosed back in October 2017. And ever since then, I realized that, like, oh, this is something that I want to make sure other guys don't go through. So I wanted to make something that in Charlotte that helps represent and raise funds and raise awareness for the Testicular Cancer Foundation.
So. Testicular cancer is a lot like colon cancer. It's like kind of the taboo one. You don't want to talk about it, you know, because colon.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Cancer's the butt, let's be honest. Yeah. Your testicular cancer is your testicles, and it's like... Yeah. You know, it's like, oh, we can't really bring it doesn't nearly get the attention breast cancer gets.
Yeah.
Right.
So, you know, Manny, it's one of those things where you have to take care of yourself. Like, you actually have to check yourself. Like, it's like a woman doing a mammogram, or my husband has a colonoscopy scheduled for next Tuesday. It's one of those things that you have to give attention to because it's your body. Nobody's going to find it unless you do.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's super important because even for guys, like, sometimes guys don't even want to think that there could be anything wrong with them.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And like even when I was younger too, I was like, oh, nothing can go wrong with me. I'm not going to get anything like this. But it's actually the most common cancer between the ages of 15 to 34.
Are
really?
You serious?
It is, yeah.
Oh, I always thought it was like an older person thing.
Oh, no. It's like little kids can get it too. It was just really crazy.
Can I ask how'd you find out? How'd you find out? Was there a sign?
Was there pain?
I remember like the day before I really found out, it was like I was just running around with my friends throwing the football, and I was just really, really tired and like exhausted way more than like they were. Like I was like, maybe we were running around for an hour, and I'm like, what's wrong with me? But then the next day after work, I had this like weird like sharp pain in down there, and I'm like, and I checked down there, and I'm like, and it definitely didn't look good because it was like large,
swollen,
like, okay. Swollen, and like did that. So yeah.
So did you lose a testicle?
I did. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I lost my left one. So
I've seen you do paintings where you draw two of them and you slash one out, which I think is really funny.
Yeah. So we did an event last year, and it's called Paint Your Balls Out, and the whole point was to make balls look beautiful, and like,
right?
Help, shed light towards like something that's very dark.
But we need to hosted the Bottoms Up fundraiser at the Comedy Zone. We just had Mike in here from the Comedy Zone because. Like colon cancer is, you have to have fun with it.
Bottoms Up was the colon cancer fundraiser.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
You know,
man.
So you won an award.
Yeah, I did. I went to the Testicular Cancer Foundation Summit last weekend, and they gave me the Impact Award for all the awesome stuff that I've been doing here in Charlotte.
And that's a national award.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
I love it.
And
congratulations.
It's great, Mark, because you're sharing your story. You're going out there. You're raising funds. You're educating people. You're doing such an amazing job doing this, and we got to give it to you, man.
I appreciate it.
Your movement is called Save a Nut, and you can find it on Instagram. It's a squirrel chasing a nut, which is really funny. And you're even on a NASCAR. Tell me about how you got when you're going to be on this NASCAR.
Oh, so it's already on the car.
Oh, okay.
So even like this, today I'm going to go to Bristol, Tennessee with Austin Reed, number 14 in the NASCAR circuit, and he's going to be racing helping raise awareness and promoting Save a Nut. So,
oh, that's so cool.
So cool.
Congratulations. Yeah. Where can people get information about it?
So you can go to tcancer.org to find out more about how you can protect yourself, or even if you know someone who may be wondering about it, like, you can just go on there and find out more information. So.
Save a Nut, yes. Y'all. Yes. We'll put that information up, too, at the MRL Show on our Instas, on our socials. There's Mark, everybody. Good for you. Did anytime you need a host for Save a Nut, let us know.
Yes, obviously. We appreciate
all right. That. Congratulations on your award, too, buddy.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Yeah, man, we'll continue to keep saving the nuts.
Yeah, yes. Save the nuts. Yes. Raise awareness, everybody. We're laughing about it, but it is a really, really serious thing. It's the Manny Ryan Lorenz Show. Thanks, Mark.
Thank you.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.